Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the EDG Sports Network, home of the unsung sports grid. Visit us at edgsports.com and follow us across the socials for up-to-the-minute sports news. This podcast is the property of EDG Sports, LLC. Now, it's time for the show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Pattastic, the show you need to follow if you're a Pats fan. We're here live talking the Sweets tailgate, Sunday fun day, stumbles, bumbles, and all Patriots rumors with the silver bullet, our friend Josh, and me, Janiak. If you have something to say, give us a call, 516-387-1702 to join the fun. Hey, Josh, Happy New Year. How are you?
Thanks and same to you. I am well. How about yourself?
I am not doing too bad at all. So while we wait for Keith to log on, let's run through what happened on Sunday. We dropped a 50-burger on the Jags. So maybe Bill's reading my comments in the chat during his presser where I requested the benching of Harry. Because you know what? We did it, and all of a sudden our mojo is restored. It wasn't a fair fight, but we certainly look like we're back on track and ready to take on the Finns and head into the playoffs. Personally, Josh, I'm really glad that we didn't get a bye week heading into the playoffs. With the rookies on this team, I feel like they proved after coming off of that bye week that we really need the consistency of having games every week. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I mean, they clearly played much better last week or two, even though I know one of them was a win and one was a loss. But you know, they absolutely need the consistency of play, for sure.
100%. Also, in case you missed it, some fun things that happened this week. Matt Judon is, I think, everybody's new favorite Patriot. He looked fly in his post-game presser when he was asked by a Mass Live reporter if he was going to help Mac Jones' fashion swagger. He broke out into complete giggles, and he said, "It's a lost cause. I'm going to keep it 100. Mac is a football player, and that's about it. He's a great guy, but drip? I'm not him, man." Yes, and then on Monday, Matt went onto Twitter to start trolling Barmore, his resemblance of the velvet teddy bear, Luther Vandross. It is almost uncanny, and now that he's called my attention to it, I can't see it. Josh, is he our new favorite Patriot? What do you think about Matt Judon and his massive pressers?
I mean, the red sleeves alone make him my favorite Patriot for sure. But yeah, he's pretty hilarious. His personality is amazing. It's quite a breath of fresh air on that podium from some of the stale personalities we've had here over the years. No offense to anybody that may be offended by that, but he certainly is a character, and it seems like, you know, through him, you can kind of understand the vibe of the locker room, which I think bodes well for this team going forward.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Keith is stuck in an airport trying to dial in, so we're going to keep it moving here. His flight is canceled, much like I'm afraid it's going to happen to me tomorrow, and now a couple of his buddies have COVID too, so like things are getting crazy. All right. You're listening to E2G Sports, the unsung sports grid, and it is time to spend those gift-tar dollar bills. Gear up for the playoffs. E2G Sports has all your fan gear right here.
Looking for all your game day gear? Stop by edgsports.com/shop for all your upcoming season needs. Powered by Fanatics. That's edgsports.com/gear. Brought to you by Fanatics.
And also, if you guys are looking for that amazing Patriots Igloo cooler, you know you can go to Keith's Instagram, the Silver Bullet, and get one for yourself right there. All right, Josh, it is time to talk Patriots rumors. We face an improved Finns team with Tua at the helm on Sunday in what I call Foxborough South. On a flex time schedule, because the NFL thinks it's important that more people see our game at 4:30 p.m. It is the NFL regular season finale. The Finns, as of late, have beat the Saints and lost to the Titans last week. So they are inconsistent, but there's definitely something about Hard Rock Stadium where the Patriots always end up with a surprise. I feel like I can never accurately predict if we're going to win or if we're going to lose there. So I definitely think the fans have to stand up and get behind this team on Sunday. What do you think about us coming in against the Finns?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee a victory, and I'll tell you why. I am personally 2-0 lifetime when I attend the Patriots-Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium or Joe Robbie, pro player, whatever you want to call it. I am personally 2-0, and I'm going to the game on Sunday, so it's a lock. It's the lock of the week.
I love it. It's the lock of the week. I'm into it. I'm here for it. Thank you. So another great fact about this game on Sunday, we could move even higher into the AFC standings with a Bills loss. Even better, if we could get a loss from the Chiefs, Bengals, or Titans, we could advance all the way to the number one seed. And so what do you think about these matchups? Is there one that you think may surprise us? Because, you know, obviously the Bengals, Titans, and Bills are definitely favored in their big games this week. So is there someone you think may get upset?
That's a good question. Sorry, if a buddy of mine showed me something this week where the Patriots can actually finish still with any seed in the AFC except the number four seed. That's pretty crazy for the last week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So as you alluded to, there's lots of different things in play. I think Cincinnati is definitely primed for a loss this weekend. It seems to be coming off a high last week. I think that they are ripe to lose. I also, you know, the Jets, I think that they almost beat Brady and the Bucks, and of course we won't talk about Antonio Brown just yet. But you know, I think that they could upset the Bills, and that would be fantastic.
I mean, I like the Jets to upset the Bills as well, but I also like the Texans to maybe surprise the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Titans. Well, I wouldn't say they have nothing to play for. They definitely need to secure that number one seed. You just never know on week, now first time ever, week 18, right?
Any given Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
Well, moving on to Patriots. The Aguilar is back at practice this week. He is still in limited participation, but it was great to have him back. I'm very excited. Kyle Duggar did not participate today. He has a hand injury. I have not heard a lot of details on it, and I'm waiting for today's injury report. Still, it wasn't out as far as press time when I came on. What do you think about Duggar, Aguilar being back and Duggar being a maybe for this game?
Well, if memory serves correctly, I think during the last game, didn't Duggar come off? He looked like he was favoring his arm, and then he ended up coming back in that game. Am I mistaken or am I accurate on that?
No, I think you're accurate.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it's probably just one of those things that they have to list, maybe kind of blow up on him during the week, but I have a feeling he'll be there.
Definitely, and we'll see if Aguilar gets on that plane tomorrow. And the injury report is long, as it was last week. Obviously, we had a lot of injuries against the Bills with Andrews, Barmore, Fultz, Harris, Myers, Harry, Slater, Wynn, Hightower, Jackson, and Phillips, all in limited participation this week. The Finns only had four players in limited participation, so they don't seem to have been as beat up from their game with the Titans, but they did lose that game, so maybe they were saving it all for us. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. What do you think?
I mean, look, historically we put basically everybody and their grandmother on our injury report, right? I think that's sort of Bill's way of turning his nose up at the league. I mean, Christ, I think Brady still might be listed in our injury report as well, for that matter. you know, I think, you know, it is what it is, and I think that, you know, most if not all of those guys will be ready to go on Sunday.
For sure, for sure. All right, you are listening to E to G Sports, the Unsung Sports Grid. This is Pat-tastic with the Silver Bullet, our friend Josh, and me, Janiak. If you're looking for in-depth Patriots analysis, did you know that E to G Sports is the home of One Patriot Place?
Fancy a podcast about the New England Patriots? Join me, Claire Cassie, Claire Cooper, Steve Balistrieri, and Thomas Murph Murphy as we talk all things Patriots with some of the greatest football minds out there. Every week on One Patriots Place, exclusively to E2G Sports.
Welcome back to Pat-tastic. We are ready to get into all the details of this week's tailgating fun. It is a traveling tailgate. Josh, you have over-prepared for this. So walk us through a little bit about the traditions and food that you're going to bring to Miami.
Well, as you know, I own and operate a company called National Tailgating Experience, and we primarily do corporate tailgating experiences for, you know, big brands throughout the country. And because I am now local to South Florida and a Massachusetts native, I am looking forward to doing a, you know, sort of a ticketed tailgate this weekend down at Hard Rock. And, you know, we are looking at providing a nice menu for everybody. We've got some delicious pulled pork going. We've got some smoked chicken, sausage pepper and onions, a bunch of sides, and certainly more than anything you can drink.
And where can folks go to purchase tickets for your tailgate?
Sure, thanks. We actually, we are listed on the Tail Greeter website, so that's Tail, T-A-I-L, Greeter, G-R-E-E-T-E-R.com, and if you put in there Patriots Miami Takeover Tailgate or any of those keywords, you'll find us there, and you can purchase tickets.
That is awesome, and it's open bar and lots of great eats. And if you guys haven't seen Josh's RV, it's absolutely insane. There's tons of fun things that you can do around the RV. It's almost like being at Gillette Stadium at Tailgater 2000. I'm not sure if he's put an air band stage in yet, but, you know, it's going to be close.
Yeah, I don't have the air band stage like those guys. Those guys certainly do it right. But we do have 4 TVs on the exterior wall of the RV where we'll be showing 3 games prior to the during the tailgate prior to the pass game. So lots of good football action in the 1 o'clock window to be seen.
Fantastic. And because this is what everyone's been waiting for, give us your tailgate longitude and latitude. Where can folks find you once they have a ticket for the game?
We will be in lot number 11. At Hard Rock Stadium. I don't know the exact spot yet because obviously that's when we pull in. They'll put us where they put us, and quite frankly, it changes week to week down there. So if you buy tickets on the Tail Greeter website, as soon as I get to my spot, I can drop a pin and then it goes out to everybody.
Oh, great. That's great. If folks are just looking to mix and mingle with other Patriots fans, will you be putting it out on Facebook or the Patriots Tailgate Facebook group?
Yeah, actually, it's been on the Patriots Tailgate website group. I know Ted has posted it a couple times for me. As soon as I get there, I will have him throw it up there as well as my Facebook page on National Tailgating Experience. I will put that information out there, too, once we land our exact spot.
Fantastic. I know you guys are going to have an awesome weekend. I really hope my flight doesn't get canceled and I get to get down there.
If not, too.
I will be in New York City with my regular Patriots crew here, and I will make them championship Jello shots. So stay tuned for the recipe on that, guys. I will put it out on Instagram. You know, Josh, you are not here with us every week, but, you know, anytime you want to call and join the fun, I do a special Jello shot for everybody. When I'm not traveling, I don't do it, but, you know, this week I may have to, you know, quickly come up with a new Jello shot. Considering,
well, if your flight, unfortunately,
the silver bullet is already stuck there.
I know, poor guy. I mean, hopefully your flight does not get canceled, but if it does, just give old RKK a call and see if you can get your seat on Aircraft One.
I mean, I wish. That would be so much fun. I'm not sure the guys could handle me being there, especially if they lost. All right, Jess.
Well, it might be a one-way trip.
Yeah, exactly. It would have to be a one-way trip because if they lost, like, they might be like, we need Jane on the sidelines all the time because we definitely won't ever lose again. All right. Well, what we like to do at the end of our show, Josh, is we do a little AFC East. Let's pick them. So with the number one seed up for grabs almost here in the AFC East, we have two epic battles between the Patriots and the Finns and the Jets at the Bills. Now, the Pats and the Finns are giving – the Pats are giving the Finns 6.5 points. And they're potentially playing here for the division China, where the Dolphins are definitely done. Miami is coming off a terrible offensive showing last week, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to get any better. New England will limit them again and score enough to average its one-week loss. What do you think? I am definitely going with the Pats over the Finns, even through the mystique of our friends at the Hard Rock Stadium. What do you think?
I agree, absolutely. I think the Pats all the way. I think the Dolphins are just, you know, they're going to nail it in. Their season's done. Even though I'm sure some of them would like to play spoiler, I just don't think they're going to have enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think the coach would like to play spoiler the most. I'm not quite sure Tua has faced a defense like our defense before, and that's definitely where we're going to show them how it's done, much like we did to our poor boy Trevor Lawrence last weekend.
No, boy.
It's going to be a pick fest. All right. Well, the Jets are at the Bills. The Jets are getting 16.5 points. The Bills can lock up the AFC East with a victory while the Jets are playing out the string. The Bills will be much more focused trying to lock up the division, and they are the better team. I mean, is this going to get ugly, or are we going to see the Bills fall apart like we've seen them fall apart a couple of times this year and maybe give the Pats the advantage here? Is the mad leprechaun, like, going to be able to hold himself together? And that's what I call the coach for the Bills, by the way.
I think hopefully we see the ghost of Kenny O'Brien will come out for us and beat the Buffalo Bills. I think it's a classic trap game. For the Bills, yeah, 16.5 is a huge number, especially for an NFL. But I think that, it's AFC East matchup. Yeah, the Jets are on the road, but I like the toughness of that Robert Saleh brings to his team, and I think that he's going to have him ready to play and hopefully play spoiler for the Bills.
For sure. And I think I'm going to take the points in the Jets in this one and hope and pray that they stumble, fumble, and somehow come up with a victory. I just don't want to see the Jets being Jetsy.
I know, but it is the Jets, so you just never know.
It's true. You never know what you're going to get, for sure. All right, Josh, well, thank you so much for jumping on with us today here on Pat-tastic, and thanks for tuning in to E to G Sports, the Unsung Sports Grid. We'll see you back here next week. Happy New Year, everybody. Get vaccinated, wear a mask, get your booster, and, oh, yeah, roll Pats. Bye, Josh.
Bye, Jane. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Have fun, and I hope I get to see you.
Me too.
All right, bye.
Bye.